This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Meeting of ruling coalition underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. International Literacy Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deowal says today's main responsibility is to make all Nepalese literate and Vietnam karaoke bar fight kills at least 32 people. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the five-party ruling alliance is underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Secretary at the Task Force Secretariat Keshav Raj Joshi informed that efforts are being made to finalize the report that is going to be prepared to decide the constituencies along with the distribution of seats for the upcoming elections. The 56th International Literacy Day is being observed in Nepal today with the theme Transforming Literacy Learning Space. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deowal has said the main responsibility at present is to make all Nepalese literate. Extending best wishes to all Nepalese, including students, teachers, guardians and education activists on the occasion of 56th International Literacy Day today, Prime Minister Deowal mentioned that it is necessary to take the Literate Nepal campaign ahead in an effective manner so that educational goals set before the international level could be achieved. The 8th of September is celebrated as International Literacy Day every year at the call of the United Nations. A delegation led by Chairperson of France-Nepal Interparliamentary Friendship Group Daniel Salmon paid a courtesy call on Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota at his office Singhadarbar this morning. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota said Nepal and France have had diplomatic relations since 1949 and the relationship is marked by cordiality as well as based on equity and mutual understanding. Speaker Sapkota expressed the belief that the high-level visit would give an impetus to the relationship. Mentioning the support of France and Nepal's democratic process, he recalled the basic norms of the French Revolution. The speaker mentioned that climate change is having a direct impact and effect in many countries of the world, stressing the need of joining hands to face it. Similarly, Chairperson Daniel extended gratitude for the warm welcome accorded to him and his delegation in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed the spread of a dengue infection in 75 districts. In a regular media briefing of the ministry spokesperson Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur said the dengue infection spread in many parts of the country, including Kathmandu Valley, as a health challenge. The ministry has also urged all to adopt precautions to avoid dengue infection. According to ministry data, 6,207 cases of dengue have been reported so far. Mugu has been declared a fully vaccinated SCO district amid a program on Wednesday with the slogan Utilization, Ownership and Participation of Local Leaders, Our Commitment for Full Vaccination Assurance. Mugu, a district in the Karnali province, was declared to be the fully vaccine guaranteed district. Secretary of a District Vaccine Coordination Committee and Health Office Chief Umesh Gautam said that the district was declared to be fully vaccine assured district based on a report of a household survey undertaken in coordination with the local level and wards. Rara Municipality, Soh Rural Municipality, Khalyang Rural Municipality and Mugu Makarma Rong Rural Municipality of Mugu were already declared the fully vaccination assured local level. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 32 people have died and others have been injured in a huge fire at karaoke complex in southern Vietnam near Ho Chi Minh City. The fire broke out on the upper floor of the establishment on Tuesday night, trapping customers and staff. To escape, four people jumped from the second and third floors, local media said. They were injured but survived. Firefighters reached the scene shortly after alarms went off. The cause of the blaze is being investigated. The Ang Fu Karaoke Bar occupied a significantly sized building with 29 rooms. State media reported the bodies of 8 people were found in the toilets. Crews said the blaze took just under an hour to bring under control. In 2016, a fire at another karaoke lounge in Hanoi left 13 people dead. The suspect in a stabbing spree in Canada, which left 10 people dead and 19 injured, has died after being captured by police. Police say Miles Sanderson, 32, experienced medical distress after the arrest on a motorway in the province of Saskatchewan following a high-speed chase and died later. They gave no details. An unnamed official earlier said that Sanderson died of self-inflicted injuries. 10 victims remain in hospital. 3 are in critical condition. It is not clear what prompted Sunday's mass killings, which encompassed 13 separate crime scenes. Both suspects, Miles Sanderson and his brother Damien, are dead. Most of those killed in the rampage and the suspects themselves were from the James Smith Cree Nation, an indigenous community. Police found Damien's body on Monday and are investigating whether his brother killed him. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he has good news, claiming the recapture of several settlements from Russia. Rumors have swelled for days about a possible breakthrough in the eastern Kharkiv region, but with no word from Ukrainian officials. Zelensky declined to name which places had been retaken, saying that now is not the time to name them. Separately, U.S. officials said Ukraine was making slow but meaningful progress against Russian forces. Speaking in his nightly video address to Ukrainians, President Zelensky said there was good news about the rumored success of Ukrainian troops. Ukraine has tightened its operational security in recent weeks, sharing few details about a widely expected counteroffensive in the east and south. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of a ruling coalition underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. International Literacy Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deowal says today's main responsibility is to make all Nepalese literate, and Vietnam karaoke bar fire kills at least 32 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.